Oh, that's just adorable. You're making a teaser for Power Rangers fan film where Zed rips off the heads of small children. Oh, you guys are adorable.
Me? I hate to say this, but has anyone asked this, but has anyone ever told you have a fucked up sense of adorable? Wait, don't answer that. This is you. Everything is fucked up.
Hello, folks. Welcome to this Random Crap Podcast mini episodes. I'm your host, Lee Sans, aka Wild Wild Ranger, and tonight I'm joined by
Matty, aka Random Crap Ranger. I'm back!
He finally got his laptop, folks, fixed.
Oh, well, laptop, full-time job, free time. It is fleeting.
So now I actually said laptop fix, folks, not
Well, I'm trying to take the laptop back, get another look at it, because the screen's fixed. But
Yeah.
if I adjust the screen, it goes, yeah. It still works, but I can't shift the screen without it being a pain in my ass, so I'm taking my laptop back.
Well, I'm sure we can sort it. So, anywho, folks.
I've got a netbook as backup, so.
Yeah, fair enough. So, anywho, folks, where to begin with this? Alright, so apparently back on August the 18th, though people didn't really realise until PMC rolled around, someone released a teaser trailer for a Mighty Morphin Power Ranger fan film slash fan series, and a lot of people, well, they basically looked at it and went, "The fuck?"
I would expect that reaction as well, I'll be honest, from what we watched.
For those who don't know, this teaser is basically looks like some slum somewhere. There's a load of homeless people. There's an old man saying the end is near, and he says, "We need heroes who are mighty and powerful."
Seriously?
Yeah, at the beginning of the teaser trailer, there's an old
I
man
missed
saying.
what he said. I didn't realise those were his actual words. Oh,
Yeah,
fuck.
literally, like the first 20-odd seconds of seeing people, you see all these homeless people everywhere, like a guy in a wheelchair chugging down the bottle of Jack Daniels, I assume. And then you see the little kid, little girl getting the teddy bear, and then she walks over somewhere. Zed walks up to her like a creepy pedo, and next thing
Rip
you hear,
the
yeah, I'm assuming they rip the head off. You just hear a
Yeah.
scream and body collapsing. God, how creepy would that have been if he'd walked out holding the severed head? That
That would have been fucking awesome.
would have been creepy as hell.
Still awesome.
Probably would have. And then he sits down on this makeshift phone. You realise it's Hobo Lord Zed, and he's got this monologue. The problem I have with the monologue, you can barely hear it.
It's not that bad,
For
really.
me, I can barely understand what he's saying sometimes. You know, it's like, "I am the Empire."
It sounded all right to me. I could understand most of what he said. I didn't struggle.
I'm just saying, something didn't feel right, and then he sits down, you know. But the second he goes, "I will crush those Power Rangers," I just started laughing my ass off.
Why am I not surprised?
Basically, folks, someone has come forward and said they want to make a dark and gritty Power Rangers continuation. This
Yeah.
isn't a reimagining. They've actually said this is set like after season 3, but the whole stuff with Master Vol and Yang Rangers never happened. And
One sec, Ben. Hold one second. Sorry. Sorry, Ben's playing Jedi Empire. I'm hearing you and I'm hearing characters in the background as well, so I can't really move anywhere else because if I go upstairs, internet go Wi-Fi kind of drops out of range.
That's alright, this is going to be a mini ep anyway. I
Yeah.
mean, if they actually make this film, then yeah, I say we review it.
Yeah,
If
because
this film gets made, it's just the fan reaction, the Indiegogo information, it's just, I thought it should be like mentioned. Oh, and by fan reaction, I mean they went to Ranger Crew and Ranger Board,
and PMC.
and both threads are closed. After
Seriously?
severe backlash, Ranger Crew got roughly up to 7 pages, I think maybe 9. The thread on Ranger Board got to 37 pages before they basically shut it down. And that was because one of the mods suddenly said, this is going to remain closed because I didn't realise they came here asking for money. So yeah. It's all right for certain podcasts to ask for money on that forum, as long as, you know, a moderator runs that podcast, but, you know.
Get away from there, Furball. Sorry, I've got a cat near me. That does not mean you get to crawl on my lap while I have a munch near me.
It could be worse. Oh, God, I dread to think what Lord Zed would have done with a cat.
Eating it. Fucking Zed.
Yeah, good point. He is a hobo.
You would eat a live cat.
He is a hobo now as well.
Eat what you can while you can.
So, they were at PMC... It's a pedestal. They were at PMC3, apparently, and they were like...
Well, there's a video of fan reactions. And they also got quite a few actors there. They had Dan Southworth, Walter...
They were already there. It was PMC3.
Yeah, that's what I mean, sorry.
Yeah, and they were just basically being nice, you know. I would love to have seen some fan reaction of someone going, this is shit. I'm going to be honest, this teaser does not make... Okay, I've also found an interview they did for Sugar N. Funder. Okay. Yes, that's the name of an actual website. Some of the comments they made, I mean, one of the producers, whose name is Lewis Maladariel, I do apologise if I got that wrong, he talks about some of the later seasons, so I think he is a legitimate fan. It's just the guy that did the cinematography for this film, Dominique Civivelle, again, I apologise if I got your name wrong.
Dude, type it in and I'll type the names in if you can find them and I'll read them.
I'll do it later. They're going to be listening to us. They've asked for a link. They comment like, you know, after they made this, you know, who wouldn't want to see more? I kind of don't want to see more.
I'm on the fence. I'll be honest. It's one of those, the trailer, to me, the trailer wasn't bad. I've seen a hell of a lot worse. I mean, I've been working with you for 4 years.
Get.
Yeah, true. I mean, the trailer's not bad. There are better ones, but there are definitely worse ones out there. I don't mind the trailer. I wouldn't mind seeing... It's all we've got is a minute and a half to 2 minutes of Zed. We've only got a small bit. I wouldn't mind if we saw a bit more footage. I'd be able to give a better opinion on what I think of it, but just based off the 2 minutes, I'd be giving it a chance.
You want to see a Vayner costume, don't you?
At the least.
Yeah, so do I, actually. What are these suits going to look like? That's what I want to know. I mean, there's been some criticism, like the Vayner board thread, one dumb admitted. I'm getting the impression from the Vayner board thread that it's numerous people using the same account.
Trolling.
No, not trolling, more like, yeah, hi, this is so-and-so, and I'm working on the MMPR, and then another comment's going to be, I'm so-and-so, and I'm working on, and they're using the same name, the same account.
Ah.
Which I can see causing problems. But the problem is, one of the comments they made was, Sentai? Question mark. What's Sentai?
Tell me you're fucking joking.
No. No, I'm not.
One moment. You're about to hear a sound. Can you name this sound?
Facepalm!
Well done, you win an internet.
Can I trade that for a Subway cookie?
No.
Aww.
Ben, help, palm attached to forehead.
Why is your palm attached to your forehead?
Thank you. Facepalming! I'm a PR forum that doesn't know what the fuck Sentai is. The face palm was enough that the palm stuck to my face. Okay, finally get back to answering your question. For me, I'd say I'm 50-50. I don't know what to think, but I will give it a chance to try and wait for a bit more footage before I can definitely say, I want to watch this, or it can burn in the deepest pit of hell.
You see, like I said, I found this interview, and there's a couple of comments that raise flags for me. Not only, well, also, one of the things on the Indigo page, so like, guess how much their goal is to make this film slash web series?
100 grand, wasn't it?
100,000.
That's what I said, 100 grand.
Yeah. 100,000.
1 and 50. No,
you know how much it costs to make the Mega Man fan film?
A lot less than that.
Roughly 12,000. Alright, and here's another thing that concerns me. They want to raise just 10,000 to make a second trailer. That's more than 3/4 of the budget for the Mega Man fan film. And that was a pretty okay fan film.
That wasn't bad what I've seen, what I remember of it.
But, okay, have you read the plot synopsis?
Good chunk of it, yeah.
Alright, for those who don't know, folks, MMPR, plot synopsis.
So, the sound you hear in the background is Joey talking cat to her two cats as she feeds the fat bastards.
The Power Rangers have vanished. Lord Zedd, their greatest enemy, has been defeated. The world is saved! Not thanks to the Powerpuff Girls. Sorry, I'm not in the fanfic spot, sorry. Of course I have it. Tommy Oliver, no longer the right ranger, is in exile, running, hiding, waiting for evil to find him again.
Wow, he had fuck all career prospects after that, didn't he?
Yeah. Like I said, this is ignoring everything past season 3.
Yeah.
The world has moved on.
The length of it, if you're trying to keep it a mini app. Post the links in the show notes.
Done. Hang on. The world is moving on. Now 20 years later, Lord Zedd has returned. Stronger, faster, nastier. Slowly regaining his powers at the helm of a new army. He's looking for revenge against Tommy. I can always just edit this mini-ep. Haunted by his past and having given up on fighting for the world, Tommy is tracked down by Zedd and his minions. But with the help of a mysterious woman named Beth, they discover that Zedd is looking for more revenge. He's looking for more than revenge, much more. Now, to stop the force of evil, Tommy and Beth seek help in stopping Zedd. Cole, an underground street fighter looking to do battle with anyone and everyone. April and Dylan Apollo, twin sisters as different as night and day. Dylan?
Yes, you read Dylan. Well done.
Seeking to protect the Earth more than its people, and Collins, a police officer who's no stranger to villains. Together, Tommy and his new team will stand between Zedd and the end of the world. Will they triumph, or will Zedd find his sword and get his threat once and for all? Reform, repower, the Power Rangers are back. A dark and gritty fan film. Okay, so like I said, your thoughts on that plot, Matty?
Still going to stand by what I said. I've heard worse, I've heard better. I want to see a bit more from them before I can give a definite opinion. Or literally, all we have is that, and about a minute and a half to 2 minutes of footage. Even then, that's still not a lot to go on.
I mean, apparently they've already been in touch with someone who used to work on the show, and now they're collaborating to make an original superhero production.
Right.
But, something's not. I mean, like, they say in this interview, their inspirations are films like The Dark Knight Trilogy, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, RoboCop, the Marvel films, Tron and Star Trek. All the variety of different films, might I add.
Yeah.
I mean, God. People go on about, the Star Trek film, that was dark and gritty. No, it wasn't. It was no different to any previous Star Trek films, alright? If anything, the J.J. Abrams one is a lot like The Wrath of Khan in terms of violence. Or the third one where he sees Kurt's son being stabbed in the fucking chest.
Mm.
Oh, God. I mean, it's like they did a live stream interview, And apparently the words that kept coming up were Chris Nolan, Batman, over and over again. I mean, I'm not trying to sound nasty, but why do people think when they, you know, they set out to make a Power Rangers fan film, and they automatically, like, their first thought is, you know what this needs? This needs an injection of Batman.
Because it's the goddamn Batman.
Why can't people just make a Power Rangers fan film that is Power Rangers? You know, the cheesiness and the... Just, I hope this is going to be a nice film. I really hope so. It's just this whole dark and gritty approach. It doesn't sit well with me, you know. It doesn't feel right. I mean, you can argue, you know, oh, RPM was dark and gritty. And I'm like, yeah, well, RPM doesn't really feel like Power Rangers for the first 10 episodes.
Yeah.
Doesn't start feeling really like Power Rangers until the flashbacks are over.
Yeah.
And, you know,
interesting ways of getting a bit of backstory on the characters.
True. I mean, also, if you really want to do... One of the things they're arguing is, oh, it needs a fresh take. Well, we did get fresh takes. SPD is a good example. Lightspeed Rescue is a good example. I mean, Lightspeed Rescue, it's a government organisation recruiting experts in their field to use the Ranger tech. SPD, it's in a police academy training Rangers to fight aliens.
Yeah.
And also, if you want a really good, you know, Tommy focus, you know, go and watch Dino Thunder. This just feels like the reverse of Dino Thunder. Instead of Tommy
being... Hang on 1 second. Your cats love diving in that bin for the fucking food packets. Mm-hmm. And that's the lid falling off. Right. Sorry, you were saying, Lee.
It feels like they want to do the reverse of Dino Thunder.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Dino Thunder was, you know... There was a threat with Mezogog, but... I'm trying to think of the right word. But, you know, Tommy had moved on. And yet, according to this, he's been in hiding for 20-odd years. Oh, that's another thing. Apparently, they're trying to get Jason David Frank for this film.
Hmm. Doubt it.
They're in talks, apparently, according to one source.
Yeah.
But, like I said, in case anyone's been wondering what the hell's going on, I'll link the threads, I'll link the site, you know, and everything. It's just... It's like I showed this to someone earlier, and they said, well, yes, this teaser trailer looks very nice. It looks very stylish. There's a lot of detail. It's just not what I associate with Power Rangers.
I know.
You know, child murder.
Yeah.
It's... I'm trying to find a word to explain it, you know?
Yeah, I know, man.
It's not frustrating, but at the same time, it's like, how do you explain this to someone?
Mm.
Power Rangers doesn't need dark and gritty. It's not dark and gritty. The whole point of it is, it's cheesy. It's the good kids show. It's the happy ending.
Yeah.
At the end of the day. Yes, there's consequences. There's threats. But at the same time, no, I've not met anyone who's come up with a decent explanation as to why Power Rangers has to be dark and gritty.
Yeah, I don't know either.
It's not Batman, alright? At least
I know, not Batman. Sorry, I need to start wrapping up because I need to do and go and get the washing done.
Fair enough, right.
Joey would lynch me.
Alright, move in. I lost my train of thought now. I can't really think of anything else, really. You know, it's not like... I mean, like, yeah, with Batman, it was in its source material. You know, Batman is this creepy, gothic sort of superhero mentor. He works in the darkness. He fights people on the verge of madness or who are in complete madness. You know, you can make... You know, the source material for the Nolan films was there to make those films. But with Power Rangers, I mean, what are your thoughts? And we'll wrap it up.
It's like I said, the trailer, it could be interesting, but honestly, I'm going to, like I said, just off plot and that trailer, not a massive amount to go on. If I can see maybe a little bit more, I'll give up a better opinion, but I'd be at the very least willing to give it a chance. You don't want to be immolated.
That's pretty much it, really. That's all we really want to say, folks. You know, you feel free to make up your own minds, but I think we need to see a final product.
Feel free to drop us your thoughts in the email or on Twitter. At the current time, my Twitter has changed to Urchie1991.
I will set up a new Twitter for the podcast at some point.
I don't know. I think I can set up multiple Twitter accounts, so at the very least, I can sort it out and send you the email and the password and all that.
I don't mind setting one up. It's just finding the time. But anyway, sorry, we're going off topic already. But as I said, folks, make up your own opinion on this. It's just something's not quite right about this teaser. That something doesn't bode well with me for Dark and Gritty. I mean, you know, you can argue, but the live-action Turtles was dark. Yeah, well, the original comic has some decapitating foot ninja left and right.
Yeah.
People forget that.
They do.
Christ, they stabbed the Shredder to death and throw him off a fucking building. And that's the first issue of the comic.
Yeah.
That comic is awesome. I need to dig that out. I've got it somewhere.
Anyway,
Good night, folks. Thank you for listening.
See you, guys.
Goodbye.